Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Friday, the 31st of October. Today, we should be getting US consumer income and consumer spending data. But, of course, we are not, because the United States does not have a properly functioning government. This is especially frustrating, as it has been the solid foundation of middle-income consumers that has allowed the United States to avoid a recession so far this year. Data from credit card companies suggests that consumption still continues to be the case, but things like the rise of online retail sales offer some potential distortions to such figures, independent of the economic cycle. The impression is that the middle-income, middle-aged consumer remains in a relatively okay position at the moment, and that fear of unemployment amongst this group remains low. But the risk is that the longer we are operating without clear insight into the US economy, the more rumour and speculation will start to spread. And bad fake news spreads farther and faster than good actual news. That raises risks about employment confidence overall. In a government shutdown, one of the biggest things we might have to fear is fear itself. The German consumer, meanwhile, is happily spending, or if not exactly happily spending, spending with a grim determination. Retail sales were a little stronger than expected in the October print, although with some revisions to previous month's data. The German consumer has continued to underpin the German economy, even when headline economic data has been more negative. Looking at the German economy from the perspective of the household rather than GDP data, one gets a somewhat more optimistic picture. France and Germany will be offering consumer price inflation data for October. Both of these numbers are likely to be muted, and the inflation story really is not especially powerful as a narrative in the euro area at the moment. Unlike the States, there are no shocks to push inflation higher, and the differences in prices across the euro area owe more to the local vagaries of government-controlled prices and things like that, rather than anything that is likely to cause the European Central Bank concern. Yesterday's rather dull interest rate decision reflects that. For those watching the saga in Argentina, it seems as if US Treasury Secretary Bessent might be inclined to pull US taxpayers' chips off the table. Bessent said it was now up to Argentinian investors, having declared the US government's betting on the peso had turned into a profit. Of course, such is the volatility of the Argentinian peso, that position might reverse quite quickly, unless Bessent cashed out and walked away entirely. The peso weakened a little yesterday. It is still all an issue of whether the peso's recent collapse has been driven by speculation or by fundamentals, and whether Bessent's willingness to spend US money has either overwhelmed speculators or allowed time in which those fundamentals might change. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.